You're listening to KRCU. I'm Lindsay Grogene. Every month, we sit down with Cape Girardeau Mayor Bob Fox to find out what's happening in city government. In our latest conversation, we discuss the city council's passing of a complete streets policy at their last September meeting.
We had a whole presentation on streets, on street repair, on how it's done. And, you know, it's one thing that as a council person, whether you're a mayor or just a council member, you get a lot of calls about potholes, about this and about that. And we had a complete presentation on how our streets are assessed, how they're rated for in relation to streets everywhere else, and the process they use and whether or not that street's going to be patched, whether it's going to be totally replaced, and it prioritizes all that work. And that changes because sometimes weather in certain situations will make one a lot worse, and it changes periodically, and we have to change that. But it was very, very informative, and I think if the public will watch that meeting, they'll learn a lot about how we take care of our streets and what shape they're in.
All right, and when is that taking place?
We had that meeting already, and it's in the archives on the website. It was about a month ago, a month and a half ago, but it's something that is ongoing.
You also attended two important meetings this month.
I attended the MML meeting in Branson, which is Missouri Municipal League, and that's why we moved our council meeting to Thursday, because that a lot of staff were down there. And that's just a meeting of all the municipalities in Missouri, and it's an association that represents them, and it's always a good meeting. They have a lot of good CE for not only for council people and volunteers, but also for the staff of the cities. Then I left Branson and I drove to Davenport, Iowa for the MRCTI meeting, and that is Mississippi Rivers and Towns Initiative. It's an organization that was formed in 2012 on behalf of all of the cities along the Mississippi River. It involves 10 states. There are 85 mayors that are a member of this organization. About 40 of them were in attendance at this meeting. And it helps nationally. The organization does great lobbying for things that happen along the river. And it could be, you know, part of the repairs we had to the flood wall by the Corps of Engineers happened because of this. Caruthersville this year is getting a new flood wall because of this organization. We had the general who is head of Corps of Engineers for the whole Mississippi River there to explain what they do and why they do it and how they do it and their budgeting process. But it talks about the navigation, it talks about flood control, conservation, infrastructure projects, all those things that cities confront along the river. And it's a good organization, and it can offer a lot of help to us being on the river.
All right. And so what did you learn that could be applicable to Cape Girardeau?
You know, they have some really unique funding opportunities for projects along the river, whether it's in a floodplain or in a depressed area. And those are things that we need to look into as far as doing things, say, in Red Star area to create a park or something in that area where all the flood buyouts occurred. And even in South Cape where a lot of flood buyouts occurred. So it's a unique opportunity for us to maybe acquire some funding or grants to do stuff there.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lindsay.